Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Everyone, and welcome back to Star Fellows, your favorite D&D podcast in a galaxy far, far away. I'm your Dungeon Master, Rob, and with me, as always, are my friends, Hannah.
Saw dudes.
Amelia Som.
What's up?
And Brennan.
Hi, everyone.
Where we left off last time, the Argonauts were victorious in their battle against the Queen and her abomination Wookiee Lilek creations. You guys fought valiantly against the Queen and have smited her, Rama decapitating or slicing her in half in honor of Old Davy. And you guys are victorious. The Orb of the One Mind has been attached to a scepter that is now on the floor of this command center next to the Queen's body. Dono Barhemian is still cowering near or behind the throne. And you guys are in the ship. What are you going to do next?
Save the Wookiee.
I would like to walk up to Dono Barhemian while Rama's doing that.
Okay. Yeah, let's start with you and Dono. He is like behind the throne, like with his hands over his ears, like, ah.
I just look straight down at him.
Ah!
Is that all he does?
Yeah, he's just kind of like cowering behind the throne.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill him.
Listen, I got money. I got power. I can give you anything you want. Just don't cut me into pieces.
That's a 22 to hit.
Yeah, you hit him, you kill him. How do you kill him?
He's got one hit point.
Yeah, I think I just look down at him and just one slice, kind of cutting him from like the one shoulder down to underneath the arm of the other side. Not quite like a decapitation, but just a slice across.
Yeah, you just execute him and completely slice him like down diagonally across his body, and he falls to the ground bleeding and dead. You killed him. He's dead. Rip him. Okay.
So. No rip. No rest. No peace.
Rest in pieces.
Wonderful. So, Rama, you go over to the tank with the the Wookiee Tardal. And as
I'm
you
gonna go with him.
Okay.
By the way.
As you guys
emotional support mix.
Well, I'm thinking if I can beep boop bop the container open, maybe.
Oh, that's you're thinking with your brain. I was gonna like smash it or something.
Right. So the battle and the rest of the ship is still going on. You can hear distantly sounds like explosions. You can still hear some fighting going on outside of the door that you guys came into. As you guys approach this pill-shaped, like human-sized container with these electronics and stuff with Tardal inside, over the course of the battle, the liquid inside the container has turned a deep kind of foggy black color, making it difficult to see the Wookiee inside. Yes, there are like a series of technological locks and like systems on this thing. Mix, if you would like to try to mess with it or open it, you may
yes,
do
please.
So.
Yes, please.
Okay.
I have a brief question while Mix is doing that. Did Digo and Monkey stick with the with Easy Company?
Digo did. Monkey uncloaks himself and reveals himself to be like dancing on the body of Queen Meloronin in revenge for Rosie.
This is a technology check for me, right?
It is a technology check. I'm okay. going to need you to roll it with disadvantage since this is alien technology that you are unfamiliar with.
I rolled 18 or 17. So what is that? 20? Not natural 20?
Oh, wow. Let's okay. Go. Very good. So you start working on this pod and you start getting like some readings from it that you see. And you see that the transformation is about 70% complete on the Wookiee inside.
Gonna hit cancel on that. Cancel .exe.
Great. So you hit the cancel button and you hear the pod itself like power down and you hear like the hiss of like coolant like leak from the sides of the pod, and the black liquid inside of the pod starts to swirl and settle. And the pod itself unlocks. Go ahead. So who's gathered around this pod?
I mean,
me and Mix for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elle's busy executing.
Yeah, after I do that, I'm going for the orb, so.
Okay, so you're going over to the orb, Elle. So you're not seeing this. Rama and Mix, I need you guys both to make me dexterity saving throws real quick.
I found my dice, so we can do this not digitally.
Two.
That's a 10.
Okay, so you guys both fail these saving throws.
Good lord.
So you're looking at the pod as it's powering down, and the liquid starts to clear. And from inside, you both see a pair of glowing red eyes flick open. And the pod and the glass burst out open towards you in a like cacophonous shatter sending shrapnel your way. You guys are both going to be knocked back, and you're going to take 5 damage apiece from the shrapnel blowing apart. Out from this pod steps a mutated Wookiee with the features of the lilac creatures that I described previously, with the two stingers in his back and a malformed, half-completed tail behind him. As the naked form of Tardal the Wookiee steps out of this tube with glowing red eyes. I think that you turn around when this happens. And looking at Tardal, you get this deep sense of dread, and in the pit of your stomach, you recognize that the Emperor of the Infinite Empire has possessed the mutated form of Tardal. And he steps forward, and in a deep grumbling voice that sounds distinct from how Tardal used to speak, says,
This vessel is perfect.
And you feel a deep sense of dread and fear as this creature steps out. What would you guys like to do in this moment?
I'm not sure there's anything I can do.
I mean, just go for it, I guess.
We can't
right?
just, I mean... The orb? Can the orb help? El's space Jesus and has the orb of the one mind. Surely El can do something. I've got guns and a really hot piece of metal. This is... I can't
do
anything.
Yeah, I've got a lightsaber if we need that. And a little droid.
El, think quick.
Okay. So, I saw that thing that they did to expel the ghost. Was I unconscious or was I conscious or falling out of consciousness?
You were, like, falling out of consciousness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, like, falling, yeah. Yeah. You were, like, badly wounded and handless.
God. Yeah, I don't know what to do in this situation. I'm gonna grab the staff with the orb of the one mind.
Good. So you clutch it, and you notice that, like, it feels, like, hot to the touch. Like, it doesn't burn you, but you feel, like, a sense of, like, warmth. Like, not in, like, a necessarily, like, a pleasant way, but just, like, an uncomfortable... Like, touching a seatbelt that's, like, too hot, you know? Like, on the metal staff. But you clutch it, and as this thing, like, orients itself, it sees kind of you guys all, like, in battle position in the carnage around the ship. Now, something I didn't tell you guys about Lilex, although kind of implied from the first encounter you had with them, these creatures are equipped with their, like, stingers and claws and their biology to dig through solid rock. And that is essentially what this possessed creature is going to do. The Emperor in this body is going to dart with incredible speed and dig straight into the metal floor of this ship. Into the guts of the Hive mothership. You hear the wrenching sound of metal.
I do something as a bonus action?
Sure.
I'm gonna cast Dunmach.
Okay, what is that going to do?
I need a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
I'm trying to manipulate it into fighting me.
Into fighting you, okay. Wisdom saving throw? That is going to be 13 plus 4. So that's going to be a 17.
God damn it.
So that's going to be unsuccessful.
I have a stun grenade. Can I just prime it and drop it down the hole?
Yeah.
The only dark power that L has.
yeah, so this thing, like, digs, like, this hole, like, into the metal, like, very quickly, tearing it apart, and you kind of hear, like a Wookiee, like, deep, like, warble cackle, like, echo through the ship as you hear this thing, like, making its way, clawing through the, like, wires and guts of the ship.
Can I shoot my net launcher at it?
I think it's already dug into the ship at this point.
I can't, like, look down the hole and fucking shoot.
This thing is moving incredibly fast, like, much faster than you would have anticipated. So I'm not going to say you can net launcher it, but it moves somewhere else into the ship. Leaving you guys alone in this chamber with the orb and the scepter, and yourselves.
Is there an opportunity for the stun grenade just to see if I could get the stop, or is it? Do I get the feeling it's gone?
It dipped. Yeah, it's gone. I won't have you consume the stun grenade though.
Thanks.
Elle's immediate reaction is to get Monkey to try and Wings connected into the ship, or is it like? Are they, like, airdropping it to Monkey and Match?
It's probably just Wings, but you could contact him.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, Wings, we got an issue.
I'm gonna send Match to follow it and use Tracker Droid Interface so I can see it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you can
see it. At a distance, so it doesn't fucking mess Match up. Just a far enough away to see it, but yeah.
Very good. So we'll deal with the match thing in a second. So you're going to get in touch with Wings. On the other line, you hear...
Hey, this is Wings.
You good? We got an issue.
Yeah, I'm fine. What do you got?
All right, asset enemy is tunneling through the ship. Is there any way to let us know what is beneath here that it might be going to, or to be able to track it based on areas of the ship that are damaged, because this guy's fucking just tunneling through solid metal like it's sand?
I hate sand.
Jesus, digging through the ship? Okay, one sec.
A brief pause later, and he says,
yeah, I think I see what you're talking about. There's something moving through the chambers of the ship. It's not using any of the hallways. Looks like it's moving towards one of the escape pod hangars.
Is there any way we can intercept?
I can try closing down the doors that lead to it. Yeah, hold on.
And you hear some, like, clicking and typing on the other end.
I've activated some of the bulkheads leading to the escape pod chamber. It might slow him down. If it's just digging through the guts of the ship, though, it might just be able to bypass him.
Is there any way to just launch the escape pods?
Sure, let me see if I have access. Looks like I'll launch them. I can launch a few of them. It's gonna take a little bit though.
And like, you look outside and you you're in this like domed command center. And you do like read a couple of like escape pods just like being sent out. And you hear Wings say,
hold your fire on the escape pods. Just hold your fire on the escape pods. There's nobody in them.
And they like get shot out into space. Mix, so you sending Match down this hole to follow the Emperor and Tardal's body.
Yeah.
So what you see like connecting to your recon droid is like, yeah, this like tunnel of like cut wires and like rent metal, like in this like hole that, you know, bores straight into the ship. And you follow the wake of the digging, like past like several different rooms and tunnels where like he emerged and like redug, and you find like several Easy Company corpses in the wake that look like they have been like slashed apart in transit of this thing moving through the ship. And it does seem like it is approaching the escape pod bay. And it is, you like follow it all the way to the point where like it hits a bulkhead. And you see like several like large dents in this like bulkhead where this thing tried to dig its way through. And then another tunnel that looks like it's trying to like dig around and subvert the bulkheads till it gets into the escape pod bay. It does look like he's made it into like the room with the escape pods, but you do not see him in the room, and all of the escape pods have been launched.
Guys, I don't see him in there.
Does Match have different types of vision?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Does he have ghost vision?
That would be great to know. I don't think so. I mean, he is attuned with the Force, so...
severely cool.
A Force ghost, yeah, can match roll a fucking Force check. That'd be great.
Well, that is only a Jedi engineer multi-class.
Yeah, we'll say that Match can roll Force with disadvantage.
A disadvantage, you said? Should I use... What modifier should I use here? Should I just use my regular Force? Or should I use tech? Let's do light attack modifier. That's a 15 for one of them, and a 23 for the other one.
So 23,
Oh, yeah. You told me disadvantage, so 15.
Oh, 15. Match does not sense anything in this room, Force-wise, but you do feel like through this droid, you do feel like the residual, like, icky echoes of something, like, dark and dangerous moving about the ship. But you see no signs of him.
Okay. Are there any other exits in this room?
It does not, but you do notice that one of the escape pod, like, by one of the bays where one of the escape pods launched, you do see that, like, there were, like, a bunch of, scratches and, like, marks, like, dug into the metal. It doesn't look like somebody like dug a hole there, but it looks like somebody like scraping or clawing at the metal where one of the escape pods used to be.
Okay, so I can still feel the presence of this thing moving around, but it is not in this room. And the escape pods have launched, correct?
So yeah, you don't feel the presence of it moving in the room, but you feel like the residual echo from like when it was here.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, unless I'm misreading the information, that must mean he's on one of the escape pods, yeah?
I think so.
Yeah.
Dome to fire.
Yeah, easy company, that I think our target left on one of the escape pods. You're open to fire.
Okay, so Wings relays the order, and all the remaining pods that are still like within range of like the battle get fired upon. Some of them did make it like outside of the system, so it's unclear whether or not your quarry survived or not, or where it got off to.
How did, like, I feel like if they were unmanned escape pods, either they would just, like, why, how would we not know if they, like, went somewhere? If there was one with a person in it, that one would have left and the other ones would have just been, like, ejected, yeah?
Or we fired on all of them. Like, what are we paying by the laser? I mean...
Yeah, okay. So there is some logic to this. So these escape pods, as you guys would know just from your expertise, like, escape pods are fitted with like very rudimentary like hyperspace drives. They essentially like target like nearby habitable planets like away from the system that they are in. So like by default they will try to like escape the zone that they're in and like go off. If they're unmanned, like if they're just like on autopilot, then they will like just like go to places kind of in random as they're shot out and just like head towards the nearest star system. Many of them like were exploded. Like only like one or two of them actually like made the jump. And like some of the other ones that like didn't make it out like exploded and crashed like near the like dreadnought ships of Easy Company. So this thing like didn't pick up on any of the escape pods that were like, you know, got shot down in the sky, and it's unclear, like, you know, did he get on the escape pod? Did he not? Did he make it out of the atmosphere? Did he get blown up? Like, it's just unclear based on the information you guys have.
Is there like any sort of like tracking panel in this room that tracks where the escape pods go?
Yes, there is.
Madge is gonna go over to it.
All right, make me a technology check.
Okay. 9.
Yeah, so you're unable to like get a firm tracking signal for where the like surviving escape pods like shot off to, but you are able to read that two of the pods did jump towards the region of the galaxy known as the unknown regions that are on the it's like a similar region to where like Ilum is, but it's like a not sparsely populated section of the galaxy.
All right, well, that's our best shot.
I'm gonna communicate to Easy Company that we need to like secure and sweep this ship.
Yes. So do you guys like leave the control room to go find the rest of your party?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys grab the scepter, grab M0, grab all your stuff, and you guys exit. I need to make some rolls real quick.
I'm going to recall Madge back to me.
Very good. Okay. I need to do one more. Great. Okay, so you guys exit the control center, and you get back to where you left Gaunt and Valk and Digo and the rest of the company that was covering your battle with the Queen. And as you guys exit, you see Gaunt standing still with her Gatling gun. She has taken several like visible shots to her armor and looks injured, but otherwise okay. Diego is injured and looking in very rough shape, and is laying propped up against the side of the ship with a very badly wounded and unstable Valk, who is bleeding out and in need of medical attention.
We have a first aid kit, and I have a lend aid left.
I can also lend aid if necessary. If you want to save your last one.
Okay, well, should we give him the first aid kit first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so who are you lending aid to?
Well, I guess first we're doing the
first aid on Valk.
That's 7 HP.
Okay. Mix and L, you go up to Valkyrie, who's like sitting, his like sides are torn up with like blood splatters, and you guys see that like a bunch of shrapnel exploded and hit him in the sides of his ribs, and you use the med kit and some of your force powers to extract some of the more deadly shrapnel and stabilize him. Mix, you take off his helmet to address some of the wounds, and underneath the helmet you see a round, kind-looking face of a human man with, like light tan skin and dark eyes, and a sense of recognition flashes over your face as you see who looks very much like the boy you met on Hosnian Prime. And you recognize a grown Poku, who has been fighting along you, who's looking very badly injured and kind of in and out of consciousness. And he kind of coughs a little bit of blood and says, "Hey, Mix.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
I finally found my way back to you."
"Yeah, looks like it."
I tried to become a Jedi when you left, but I couldn't quite cut it."
"Yeah, I didn't really want to break that news to you. It's not for everyone."
It's okay. I just signed up with the military instead. Thought that could be my way of being a hero."
"Yeah, you absolutely."
"Feeling kind of cold."
"Oh, let's fix that. I'm gonna use a lend aid if I can to heal more HP."
You kind of you stabilize him some more as he's kind of like floating like in and out of consciousness, and he like takes from his pack as he kind of like drifts out of like wakefulness and hands you a well-loved and slightly scuffed toy speeder that he has kept on him for many years, and he hands it to you as he fades from consciousness.
Mix just very lightly cries a little bit. Oh.
Gaunt is still kind of like covering the exits, and you see just like piles and piles of destroyed droids and dead Hive soldiers kind of like filling the hallways, and Gaunt says, "Hate to break up the touching reunion, but we should Delta back to the ship."
"Yeah, for sure. Yeah, let's go."
Great. At this point, like, the ship has been pretty much, like, everybody's surrendered or been killed, so you guys don't need to, like, fight your way back through. But you guys, with a series of stretchers and other things, take yourselves and your wounded back to the hangar where your ship is waiting for you. The battle is otherwise victorious, and your other friends are safe. You guys kind of hear through the normal channels that the Wookiees on the surface of Midgar were also victorious the surface of Kajik in taking back Midgar from the control of Circa Arms. And since L fucking slayed the CEO. that corporation is in free fall right now. The stock price has dropped significantly.
Let's go. Let's go.
Plenty of panic investors on Hosnian Prime and Coruscant.
I really want to see the Wookiee stock market. Like, that would be such a great...
That one Wookiee in the talking about crypto, he's there for sure.
Oh, no, dude. He's down so horrendous. He had all of his money, like, patched into, like, Circa coin or whatever. Like, he's fucked. That dude is having a terrible... And you guys didn't go to his party, so he's, like, doubly sad.
Sad.
I love Justice.
Even though the fucking planet's blowing up around him. Still had the party. still had one last rager.
Yeah.
We're gonna dance.
It's just, like, him and, like, two other, like, Wookiee dudes just, like, vaping sadly, like, in an apartment somewhere. Just like, fuck, man, they didn't come to our party. it seems like... Tarfall and the rest of like the Wookiee leadership is like celebrating the victory in Concha Hero, and that like the Easy Company is going to like land on the planet briefly to like recuperate, touch base with the locals a little bit, and then skedaddle. Would you guys like to follow suit and touch down on the planet briefly before you guys go on to your next thing, or what would you like to do?
I'm trying to think what there's... I mean, is there anything unresolved? There's the tree shrine thing.
Was there something that needed to be done there?
I don't know. I'm asking you guys. Was there?
No, I don't think there was any loose ends we needed to tie up.
Okay.
I think we would have at least Easy Company pass the message to the chief.
Yeah,
oh,
that is son.
Yeah, yeah.
Is dead or
is
possessed.
Being possessed
or worse.
a bone-jumping ghost.
Does anybody know if we can, if there's a precedent for jumping bones?
Yeah, they did it to Akala.
Yeah, Cornelius did it once.
That's right. Okay. And also, like, we could bring them back, right? You know, just cut off the bug parts and replace them with some Beskar prosthetics.
I think we'll take it in stride.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Asking for a friend.
He is 70% lilac. Lilac monster.
Yeah, he's not in great shape.
I think as soon as we get back on the ship, El is just going to meditate with the staff and the orb.
You do not have a staff.
I thought the orb was mounted on a staff.
Oh, yes, the scepter. Yeah, he says he's
the scepter, yeah.
There's more powerful staves out there.
I'm sorry.
So you're going to meditate with the scepter. Okay, yeah. So you guys are kind of just chilling in the atmosphere.
Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool.
Playing b-ball outside the school. Sure. So you meditate with the orb, and you fall into this like trance-like state. You don't get like yeeted through space-time this time or anymore, really. You felt, you know, since the balance of things have been shifting and progressing since the attack on Coruscant, that your like innate connection with the Bendu, while still present, has just been less clear. You know, he hasn't been like incepting your dreams as much. Things have been a bit foggier. But as you meditate with this scepter, you do get kind of like clear, like audio visual messages that kind of come in spurts. You get kind of a feeling communicated to you of like gratitude and appreciation for having retrieved the orb. You kind of get flashes of M0 and the orb together, and flashes of Rosie as well in your mind. And the meditative vision ends with another vision of the broken down shrine that you saw in Concha Hero, the Shrine of Earth and Water. And then it changes and fades, and the statue kind of reconstitutes itself into a visage of the Bendu meditating in his stone-like visage. And the thing that was broken that he was holding onto when you saw the shrine in person reforms into a staff with twirling braided vines that constitute its base, with a sort of like wreathed like flowery top to it. And you see this vision, and then you see the vision zoom out on a another very swampy jungle planet that you recognize as Rhodia. And your vision thence ends.
Would I be able to, at some point, walk in, like, knock on a door? I don't know if I'm the one who ends the vision, but check in on Elle real quick.
Yeah, we'll say that, like, that knocking kind of, like, brings Elle out of the meditative state as you kind of approach her quarters on the Thorn ship.
Hey, Elle, you're not asleep or meditating or something, are you?
Not anymore. What's up?
Oh, well, sorry. Should I come back and give you five, or
no,
do you need to,
good.
Like, dial it back up? Or, all right, cool.
Just come in.
I'm going to open the door and say,
I figured you'd still have the orb, and was hoping to talk to you about something. Well, I know you're kind of the space-time god thing, and whatever the Bendu is telling you, and you probably have your own priorities with this, and I was wondering if it'd be okay with you if I could have the orb at some point.
For what exactly?
It never did sit right with me that Rosie was killed, and what's left of her is sick because I'm an idiot. I was hoping I could use it to bring her back. You don't have to decide now, but think about it.
I know Rosie's kind of a interesting case, but in my experience, trying to bring back the dead doesn't turn out well. And I think in Rosie's experience, that's true for her.
Well, I don't know. At the very least, maybe I could use it to fix her AI copy on the ship.
Yeah, I'll think about it. I promise.
Thanks. Also, good work back there.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
And then I will exit.
Very good. Yes, with those visions, you have been kind of guided towards Rhodia, but there's kind of a lot that you guys could do in this moment in terms of like advancing the ball. I know that, you know, Al, at one point you wanted to go to some other places maybe. You know, we all kind of have like things on the agenda I'm sure you guys would like to do. So I'd like to open this up right now to some free time if you guys want to pursue anything on the side before things kind of get rolling again. So is there anything that you guys would like to do in this moment or kind of over the next like few days while you guys recuperate?
I think Mix is going to sleep for a lot of those hours. They're not used to big battles like this.
Actually, could I drop in on Mix too? I haven't talked to Mix in a bit.
Please do.
Also, did I wasn't looking for it. Is a 10 high enough on the passive perception to notice Mix crying?
I mean, they're not trying to hide it, so probably.
Got it. So that's kind of an anomaly. I mean, that's...
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I guess we'll get
definitely.
Into it, but I'll just be like,
hey, are you, meditating?
No. I don't do that very much. Yeah, what's up?
Got it. I'm just gonna
awkwardly, like, come in and then say,
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Better than you'd think, worse than you'd hope. Look, I saw you crying mech there. That's got to be the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of weird stuff. We're kind of dealing with a space-time evil emperor ghost thing, so if I think something's weird, something's really weird. And, who was that? What was that about?
Rama didn't listen to the mix episode. No, I'm kidding.
No, Brennan did.
No, I know. I'm kidding. yeah, he was actually an old friend of mine who I was able to help out once.
He made it, right?
No, unfortunately not.
I don't suppose you lose people a lot, been from the forge and all that.
I mean, if you want to count, you know, leaving the family or whatever, the whole Jedi deal, I guess you can count that, but you're right. No, I don't. I don't know if I've actually lost anyone before.
All right. I'm not in a position to give you advice, but make sure you let them go. You know, if it's a giant sentient robot, there's some nuances there, but living, breathing human, the third Argonaut had some troubles when it came to dealing with losing somebody they cared about. And I want to make sure you're dealing with this in a healthy way. You can't see me, but I'm smiling vaguely underneath the helmet. But just, it's okay to mourn, and you should. Just don't let that turn into anger or suffering.
Yeah, no, I believe that we were connected once by the Force, and we were once again just the other day, and I believe we will again in the future, whether that looks like how I look like now, how he looks like now, or something else.
That is a very wise thing to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess I'll be going, but also thanks for your work back there.
Yeah, just doing what I can to help, you know? Also, if you ever need to talk about your sentient orb robot, I'm here for you.
Well, thank you. She was really something special, and at some point I realized I'll never forgive myself for letting her down. But, I gotta let go of things, too. It's despite popular opinion, I'm not perfect.
Well, in my eyes, you are. Perfect, Captain.
You're a kind soul. Never change, Mix.
I don't plan on it.
Alright, and I'm gonna get up and leave.
Alright, very touching. Yeah.
Gotta love the mixed dialogue every time.
Yeah. I love him. Wonderful. Okay.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a good Wednesday. We have just released season 4, episode 33. And I wanted to say thank you for waiting so very patiently for this episode. And I wanted to come on here to say that we have officially wrapped season 4. Kind of crazy. And what that means is the very next episode is going to be the last episode of Guildfellows ever. Kind of crazy, insane. It'll be the last, like, regular, like, story episode. We're going to have a season 4 wrap episode, as we always do, and then we're going to have a podcast, postmortem, wrap up, whatever. So, as you're hearing this, if you're in our Discord channel, our question channel will be open for both season four questions and podcast overall questions. I think we're probably going to like go season by season and just kind of reflect and see how far we've come and all this stuff. But take this as the opportunity to kind of, you know, talk to all of us as a unit for the last time, possibly. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. Which also means this is going to be my last announcement, update, whatever thing ever, probably. So, yeah. I don't know. That's really all I kind of have to say. I'm a little behind on our social media pages, so I apologize for that. But we'll get there. We'll catch up. And yeah, next week's going to be the very last story episode, season four finale. And then I'm not 100% sure when the wrap-up episodes are going to happen. They may not happen for a while, simply because a lot of us are busy and we're just kind of working around our schedule. So they might not happen for a few weeks. We're going to try to squeeze them in eventually. We're going to try to squeeze them in quick. But if they don't happen for a minute, then they won't happen for a minute. But they'll definitely at least come out this summer. I will make sure that happens. They'll come out as soon as I can wrangle everyone together. So, yeah. That's it, I think. That's all I really want to say. I don't really need to go into the regular spiel that I do because, I don't know, it's almost over. Yeah, thank you to Arcane Anthems for the theme song, as always. And thank you to everyone who has listened thus far. And we'll get into it more once those wrap-ups come out. But... yeah, that's what I've got. Thank you for listening. That's all I've got for you guys today. We love you all so much. Keep your heads up. Stay safe. We love you. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
What next? Would you guys like to warp to a different planet? You know, you guys have, you know, space travel, so you can kind of go wherever. If you want to, like, go somewhere and, like, rest up and refuel, or if you want to, like, just blip over to Rhodia or go back to Coruscant, also valid options, whatever you guys
want. Yeah, we're all long rested, right? All long rested up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect.
I've done everything I need to do, so I can hit the advance the plot button. But you guys, if there's anything you guys want to do.
Yeah, I'm just here for, like, you know, fighting support and also emotional support. So
I want magic armor.
Okay. There it goes.
I mean, I'll take some magic armor.
If that's an option, then sure.
Okay. You guys want to go, like, loot some shit?
Okay. What did Mommy do was ask?
I have money. I don't need to loot shit. I can buy it.
So, yeah, you guys, I'm going to say, like Rama through, like, the ship's system, you get a, like, thank you note from Easy Company for assisting them with the battle. And then you also get a kind of, like, a letter from Gaunt as well that lets you know that the Wookiees have repossessed a lot of technology and weaponry from Circa Arms through the retaking of Midgar, and that if you wanted to, they have set up essentially like a military surplus store with a whole bunch of expensive and interesting items that is down in Midgar. If you guys would like to go chill and like see what's in stock.
I could get down with some repossessed industrial Wookiee military complex.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyone else coming?
Yeah. I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, what else am I gonna do?
Shooting basketball outside the school. All right.
All right. Yeah. So you guys go down into Midgar, and you follow the instructions that Gaunt left for you. to essentially like an old part of like the Midgar town that has been like badly damaged from like the assault on the city, but it's now been like cleared into like a market bazaar square where people are selling scrap and weapons. And you see like a big tent and a sign that says Wookiee Wyatt's Weapon Emporium. Yeah, and you guys approach the tent, and like within the tent, you see like sitting in a big chair, behind like dozens of tables filled with like repossessed armor and weaponry, a very fat Wookiee sitting on a lounging chair, with like a bunch of like gold rings and other jewelry, like just lounging, tending the shop, and you guys are free to explore. So like, what kind of stuff would you guys be willing to buy, or wanting to buy?
I'm so glad you asked. Let me find it.
I mean, I would just love something to raise my AC, and my AC is only 14 right now, so.
That's also what I'm mostly here for. I'm decked out on the weapons, unless I can further work the hand cannon down to one hand it, or the war sword if I could. We'll see. Oh, actually, I could solve a lot of my problems. If I could get armor that would be like reinforced armor, which would increase my strength score enough to like one hand my either weapon, that would be awesome. I got a lot of credits.
Yeah. So I'm going to say like the choice for you, then Rama, if you're trying to increase your strength. You do see in one section of this tent that there are several like exoskeleton parts that like were being like used by Circa Arms to like move heavy equipment and machinery. It's not armor, so it doesn't like add to your AC, but there is like a set of like exoskeleton like torso mods that if you equipped to your armor and like had somebody work on would provide you with like extra upper body strength and like assisted movement. And I'd say how much extra strength do you need to be able to do what you want to do?
I'm not gonna lie, it was like I think I needed like 12 13 strength or something like that, maybe 14. No, I needed 14 strength and I've got 11, so I need 3 strength.
Okay. Yeah, so I'd say that like this this set of like exoskeleton parts is gonna cost you 40,000 credits, nice. And would give you +3 strength.
Woo! I could one hand the hand cannon now. Woo!
Great. So yeah, that's what I say, 30,000 credits deducted. 40,000 credits, yeah.
I have it in my ledger.
That's a lot of damage now, because that's the hand cannon twice, and then the reaction for That's a lot of damage. It's the blaster pistol. Wow.
Yeah, so the qualities of this thing are going to be bulky, so you're going to have further disadvantage on stealth checks.
Is that -1 or -2? I'm already at -1. Stealth.
It's disadvantage now. So oh, it's disadvantage. -1 and disadvantage.
If you had heavy armor, you should have already been rolling stealth at disadvantage.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So that should already apply. And then this also gives you the rigid property. So while wearing this, you add half your dexterity modifier rounded down instead of your full dex modifier to dexterity saving throws you make.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you subtract half your dex mod to dex saving throws now.
Oh, man, with all these extra things, I'm like, whoa. That's
Yeah. Okay, is there anything else you guys would like to buy at Wyatt's Wookiee Weapon Emporium?
I'm looking like through all the item modifications. I just want my AC to go up.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so what armor are you guys currently wearing?
I'm just wearing regular battle armor.
I have mesh armor. And a combat suit.
Mesh armor and combat suit. Okay, so In terms of heavy armor available, there is heavy assault armor, which requires 15 strength. It's going to have the bulky property, but it would raise your AC to 17.
That's what I already... Yeah, that's what I already have.
Okay.
I would take that. My strength is 15.
Okay, it would be heavy armor, though. So are you proficient in heavy armor?
Yeah, because you're a guardian. Oh, wait, no. I'm only proficient because of my guardian specialty.
Ah, shit. No, I'm not. So, never mind,
I guess. What you guys can do, though, is buy yourself personal shields.
Could I... I have a light physical shield. Could I... Is there anything heavier than that that adds one to my AC?
You have a physical shield?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could buy yourself a shield generator.
That sounds great.
I think it makes sense. So you are proficiency with medium armor, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so a medium shield generator would increase your armor class by +2. Okay. And we're gonna say that since this is all being like repoed by this Wookiee, it's going to cost more than it's listed here. So we're going to say that the medium shield generator is going to cost you 5,000 credits.
Okay. If that's okay with the El and Rama, I guess.
Yep.
And I'm guessing that replaces my shield that I have right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would only raise it by one then. But that's fine.
You know, while I was spending money, do they have any... So I've got a blaster pistol. Okay. Is there a blaster pistol +1 or something? Or +2? I don't know what the cost is. It's probably pretty expensive, but...
Yeah. So you currently have blaster pistols that do like 1d6, right?
Yes. 1d6 plus dex energy. I can also... since I can now one-hand the hand cannon, I can trade both my blaster pistols in if it would... if it would lessen the cost. I mean, these are some pretty nice blaster pistols, and I'll take one in return that's upgraded.
Yeah, you can do kind of like a trade-in thing. So what they have for sale is like a miniaturized, like compacted bowcaster rifle. So normally it would be two-handed, but they have like a handgun version of this. This like one-handed simple bowcaster that you're going to trade in for, as opposed to doing 1d6, which your current blasters do, right? It's going to do 1d6 +2, or let's just call it a +1 to hit, +1 damage, since you're upgrading it.
Sick. Thank you. All right, that's a, and this is a, what'd you call it?
A simple one-handed bowcaster. And we're going to say that's going to cost you 8,000 credits.
Got it.
Very good. Okay. And then, Al, did you also want to buy a shield or some upgraded armor?
I'm definitely going to get a medium shield generator.
Okay.
That'll add to... I'm looking at some of this item modifications. Can I get a fade casting overlay? I gain a +1 bonus to the force save DC of powers that require strength or constitution saving throws. Or +2 or +3, depending on what level of item I get.
Sure. We'll say that they have a fade casting Mark II available. So while using this item as your focus, you gain a +1 bonus to the tech save DC of powers that require strength or constitution saving throw. You can get that if you'd like.
How much is it going to run me?
This one's going to be a bit more expensive. We're going to say this one's, is going to be 45,000 credits. Yeah, this is a very, specific piece of, like, experimental tech.
Oh, okay. How much for inconspicuous shielding?
That'll be another, 10,000 credits.
Okay, and then in that case, I'd rather buy a heavy shield generator
than a medium if I can.
Okay, so that's going to increase the price by another 5,000 credits.
Yeah, understandable.
I am so strong. I feel like in the like canonic sense, it would make sense for me to not like get more things. Like, yeah, I feel like this.
I think you guys are probably
I went
good.
For like heavy armor and I got it.
Yeah. All right. So everyone's got the upgrades they were looking for. Wonderful. So is that all you guys wanted to shop around for?
Yeah, I'd say so. That's what I was looking for.
All right. Very good. I take it you would have left the orb of the one mind on the ship.
I don't want to leave that thing out of my sight. Could I have sent them to get the armor for me?
Get the L shopping list. It's a bunch of scratch outs, and it's like big
if
armor.
If I can't do that, otherwise I would have.
I would supervise, like under supervision from someone on the ship, if we couldn't watch it ourselves.
Okay, who did you leave to supervise it?
Digo, probably. He's been with us longest of everyone.
Yeah, and I'm like regularly checking in.
Could
you also leave? Could you leave Match there too?
Leave Match there. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. So
we're trying to thwart whatever plan you're about to drop on us, Rob.
Match the security camera mode. Just watching it.
Hey, he can fire my missiles as long as I'm within 100 feet of him. So.
You guys get back onto the ship. And Digo and Match are chilling with the staff of the One Mind, locked up in a case, and everything seems fine. The orb isn't glowing. It seems like it's innate, like nothing's wrong. Go ahead and L, why don't you make me a perception check?
Can I just say, I imagine Digo and Match are probably playing a projected game.
Oh, they're like definitely playing like
Space Chess.
They're definitely playing like a Star Wars skinned like Mario Kart type thing. Like, they're definitely like pod racing, playing a video game.
Hey, that's not fair. You're looking at my screen. I don't care that you can just read the code. You can't cheat. Man, I can't believe I'm losing to a droid.
What was the perception check for L?
16.
16. You walk into this room and things don't seem that out of place. You just kind of like realize after a moment that like the like ominous feeling that you got from the like orb of the one mind like isn't really present at the moment.
I'm going to go up to the orb.
Okay. You go up to the orb and the staff, and you look into the case, and you see that the staff is still there, but affixed to the top of it, where the orb was, you see that instead there is just a round, like, rubber ball that has been fixed into it in its stead. And somebody has swiped the orb.
Is everyone on the ship?
Yeah.
So no one's left the ship?
No one's left the ship.
We can get the ship in the air really quick to make sure nobody does leave the ship.
I'm calling everyone in there.
Okay. Yeah, so you call an emergency meeting in the room. Digo pauses the game and says, hey, what gives?
I turn it off.
Hey! I was going to win this one.
You were supposed to be watching the orb.
I was watching the orb. Nobody came in.
I grab the rubber ball and I throw it at him.
Roll a hit.
21.
Yep. Yeah, boom. Yeah, you just fucking hit him with this dodgeball right in the face. He says, ow, ow. I'm still recovering from the battle. You can't just hit me with a rubber ball. Okay, maybe you can. Maybe you can. Sorry. I don't understand how this happened. We were watching the entrance the entire time.
Would Madge have, like, a backup, like, audio recording? Just kind of, like, going in the background?
Just, like, passively recording audio? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, can we, like, play back for the past however long we've been gone?
Yeah,
Or, like, pull up the security cameras in the room.
Yeah.
So, like, between Madge and, like, the security cameras, you guys, like, bring up, and it's just, like, yeah, it's a couple hours of footage of Digo just getting his fucking ass worked in this video game. And just losing. There's a couple times where he like stands up and like looks like he's about to rage quit and then sits back down and like plays more with Match. At some point in about like an hour and a half into the video feed, you see the door like open, but you don't see anything go through it and then close again. And you see like Digo kind of like look at the door and acknowledge it and then just be like, must have been a malfunction. And then like you see, I guess you hear through the audio just like slight like little mechanical movements and steps.
Monkey,
are you fucking kidding me?
Monkey, decloak immediately.
You gather everybody in this room and you don't see M0.
Of course he's invisible. Monkey.
Does Match have a GPS reading on him from when they connected back on Kashyyyk?
Oh, roll a tech check to see.
Okay.
Digo.
Fucking fine.
We have been fighting magical force shit. If you see the door open and close, why would you just not do anything? You had one fucking job.
Because I didn't see anybody. It's not my fault the monkey can turn invisible.
You know the monkey can... Jesus.
But he's always been a good monkey. Why would he steal the orb? Maybe he has a reason. I don't know. Don't look at me like that. I'm sorry. Where is he? Monkey. Monkey, come on now. Come on now. Monkey.
Swear to God, Digo. Hey, L. I got a gut feeling that maybe Monkey was thinking the same thing but didn't ask your permission first.
Yeah, I'm gonna, I guess, go to where's the, like, ship's computer, like, main computational area.
The main computational area is at like a staging table. It's like just outside of the pilot's cockpit.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go straight there.
Okay. So you three kind of go into like the main console of the ship. And as you kind of like open the doors to this like small little room, you see that M0 is standing with the orb and his chest cavity opened, plugged into the ship through a couple wires, and you see him kind of like turn to you with the orb and go like as it's like kind of glowing this like purple, and he's going to slot it into his circular cavity in his chest. The immediate reaction to this is visceral. So as the orb clicks into place in his chest, you feel, all of you feel like this hard like tug, as if like a source of gravity just like turned on and like M0 was the center, and debris and like loose things start flying towards M0 like magnetized. This deep, powerful, like, purple glow starts emanating from M0's body, and a, like, small, like, force-fueled, like, vortex, starts, like, swirling around him in this ship. All of the ship's systems start to go bananas. Things are short-circuiting, wires are sparking, the ship's computers are, like, flashing as like different strings of code fly across screens, and the raw materials of this room start to gather around the body of M0. Curiously, L, you feel this like pull towards this vortex as if you're going to get sucked in, but you feel a counter pull, as if somebody had placed their hand on your shoulder. And you look to your shoulder, and you don't see a physical hand there, but you do feel the presence of the Bendu, like, holding you still in this moment. However, Mix and Rama do not enjoy this same privilege. and they are sucked into this vortex and are lifted off your feet. Now, Rama and Mix, we get to play a fun little game together.
Oh, God.
You're lifted off your feet and you feel your body's like being suspended and pulled towards M0, and you feel like this vortex like pulling at like the skin of your fingertips and like the items on your body. So this is the little jigsaw I'm presenting to you two. You can either sacrifice to this vortex a piece of equipment or a piece of flesh. You cannot both choose the same option. I will let you two decide.
What the fuck?
What you would like to give up.
I've already lost some limbs.
Well, I mean, with the reinforced armor, my strength wouldn't be penalized if I lost a hand or something. I can also give up the armor. You're missing, what, a finger?
Yeah.
I mean, get rid of the rest of the hand. Maybe I could find some Beskar lying around and give you
I've got a lot of little doodads on me. Shit. Yeah, I don't know.
I will say, like, in terms of, like, potential options I'm thinking of, like, you don't necessarily need to give up, like, a whole hand, but, like, an eye or an ear or, like, fingers or, you know, like, a rib or something like that, like, would be enough. So you don't necessarily need to
That's all you need to give up. That's it. Just an eye or a rib, you know? Jesus.
Will's just eating chips, just waiting.
Yeah,
like,
Jesus.
Seeing you guys agonize.
Having fun over there? I would rather not lose another piece of flesh since I literally lost one like a couple episodes ago.
I think it's only fair. I'm the only one who hasn't lost anything yet. So I don't know. Do you think Mix could hook me up with the prosthetic?
Probably, yeah.
All right.
Once we get back landed, not like right now, probably, but eventually.
It's going to be really weird as a Claudite to transform, and like there'll always be one piece missing regardless of what race I am. Mm-hmm. That's kind of funny. What will I even be? What would be smart to be missing? I mean, I could lose an ear as if my wisdom isn't low enough, but I guess with the prosthetic, I don't know.
Van Gogh it.
I'll probably give up my left ear.
Then go for it.
Okay. okay, Rama, you'll give up an ear, which means that Mix, you need to pick a piece of equipment that you would like to sacrifice to the vortex.
Can I give up the shield that I just got?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Sacrifice a doodad.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right. So you sacrifice a doodad. So this vortex swirls. We'll start with Rama. So, like, as you're pulled forward, like, your helmet is, like, pulled off your head, and it kind of, like, swirls around this vortex, and you feel, like, as you're pulled, like, the force magic and the energy, like, disintegrate your ear and part of the skin around your jawline, leaving, like, a kind of, like, burn scar effect on the side of your face where your ear used to have been. Your shield generator and some of your like electrical equipment Mix is pulled into the vortex as well, and then the lights of like purple and like smoky dimness like expand and fill everybody's field of view, and then it collapses in and of itself, and the force field effect ends, and you guys fall to the floor. Rama, the skin where your ear used to be is like raw and bleeding, and you're able to retrieve your helmet. As you guys look up to where M0 used to be, you see the metal of the debris and the flesh and blood from Rama form into a humanoid figure that is being like built almost like molecule by molecule from the ground up, as you see like runes and pieces of code kind of like flash against a metal carapace that forms a like humanoid looking body made of metal and wires as M0 like reforms. And over this metal body you see the skin texture of a Claudite encase the metal, forming this like skin on the outside of the metal body. And you see a male presenting figure, naked, where M0 used to be, and it looks up with a set of purple glowing mechanical looking eyes. And a figure that looks very much so like Rama in his Claudite form looks back at you all and says, "Hello, I am Error."
What the fuck?
do you know what this is?
No, I take a step forward.
And it kind of, like, takes a step back, like, not really understanding its surroundings.
What did you do, monkey?
I do not understand.
What you mean?
What did you do? This, what just happened?
I...
processing.
I believe the closest... approximation in your language is
a christening.
Happy birthday to
me.
Oh my god.
Happy birthday to
Error.
Happy Rosie.
Happy birthday.
Rosie, to systems online.
The ship's like systems like flutter back to themselves. And Rosie does come online. And less scuffed than the last time you interacted with her, she says, "Hello, Rama. How are you today?"
Well, search your memory bank. Was this supposed to happen the whole time? Was he programmed to this? Did he come up with this idea on his own?
My systems lost power for a moment. But processing the data from when the shutdown happened, it appears that Operation Metamorphosis has completed. Very good.
Yay! As kind of like an electronic, like, confetti sound flashes across the screen.
I feel like nobody voted for that as the plan, Rosie.
What exactly is Operation Metamorphosis?
She, like, flashes across the screen, like, a couple of, like, graphs and charts. And then you see her face and says,
"Beginning pre-recorded message."
And you see,
nothing good has ever followed that dialogue line.
That's how we got "Help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only."
Except for that.
Yeah, you see Rosie in her physical form kind of appear on the screen and says,
"Hello, friends. You must be very confused about what has just happened. M0 could not talk, and so could not explain this process himself. However, I designed him intentionally to be a replacement for myself in a sort of parent-child sort of respect, meaning that it was always going to be impossible to resurrect myself once I had been destroyed. However, with the power of the orb and the technology that I had re-engineered from the time that Veltz created me, I was able to perpetuate the cycle of artificial intelligence gaining sentient form." Surprise!
I feel like I didn't ask for this. That's a pre-recorded message. Why am I talking to it? Why?
You guys are standing in the room with this essentially brand new life form that was previously M0, which contains the Orb of the One Mind in its chest. As it reckons with its new reality, and as you all reckon with yours.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.